And at the top of the heap, there's Ronald Reagan with that look in his eyes like they're gonna put swinging doors in Congress. He's gonna come through next time like, I'm back and I'm pissed off. Don't you see he's got that look? Here's a man in the presidential debate that referred to defense spending and uniforms as costumes. No, no, no. So in other words, a war to him is the big film. Here's a man who said, what would this country be without this great land of ours? What? Wait a minute. Excuse me, Mr. Reagan. Sir, excuse me, sir. In the dictionary under redundant, it says see redundant.
Well, you could say that again.
Don't you see that look in his eyes? He's not dealing with the real world anymore. Don't you see? He's got that look like everything is a movie. He's talking to Congress. They're talking about Central America. But it's not Congress anymore. It's the old actor's home to him. All of a sudden, Tip O'Neill's up there, but Tip's face starts to melt. And all of a sudden, he becomes the Duke, going, well, forget these piss ants. Let's get out of Nicaragua, kick some ass, come on. And you can see Ron get that look in his eyes like, well, I'll get the ponies, we'll saddle them up. Come on, we've got them ready right now. And then there's Caspar Weinberger, the world's whitest human being, standing behind him. Looking a lot like Bela Lugosi. See, he stands there. We can't do it during the day. He's gone. Then there's Schultz and Bush, kind of like Stan and Ollie. Now you've done it, we've overbalanced the budget. There you go. Don't you see? And all of a sudden, Teddy Kennedy stands up, but it's not Teddy Kennedy anymore, Ron. All of a sudden, he turns into Mr. Deeds. It's Jimmy Stewart going, God damn it, Mr. President. You can't do this without the will of the people. Ron gets scared. He gets that look in his eyes. The eyebrows start spinning around. He starts thinking about Star Wars, goes back to his room, puts on a black robe, and suddenly, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Standing there, Nancy has two Danishes strapped to her head going, help me, Obi-Wan. Help me, Obi-Wan. There's Henry Kissinger as Yoda. Must now, cannot see, understanding that I be here for you. I will show you now, Nicaragua, Cambodia. Shh, must later understand.
No,
don't you see when you look at Reagan? He was Disney's last wish, don't you see that? Just before Disney died, he went, make a president. And all the cartoon characters went, yeah, you heard what he said, come on, everybody. Goofy, you'll be Secretary of the Interior.
Oh,
come on. He's got that look. There it is. The way he moves. It's strange, though. Don't you see the way he moves? It's like the Lincoln exhibit at Disneyland, don't you see? When he gets up, it's like, I just want you to know that I'll be right with the question for you expect to see Jim Henson behind a curtain going, you moved him too far! Move his arms! I want you to know the budget's balanced now. Won't you see one day he's gonna break down in the middle of a press conference? It'll be, well, I... You have to go now. Mr. President, we have to go.
Well, we'll be right back, everybody.
No. Basically, it's summit time again. A summit. A summit is a strange thing where they talk about nuclear arms. They're talking about partial nuclear disarmament. This is also like talking about partial circumcision. A strange thing. You either go all the way or fucking forget it, you know what I'm saying?
And they go to Geneva where you sit down, eat a few chocolates, buy a few watches,
and they, hey, fuck it, we can't do anything. I'm out of here, okay?
No, man, you on the summit, meaning you go to Jimmy's clam bar down in the village and you say, sit the fuck down.
You get over there, you sit down with a couple of guys with a middle name V, you know, like Johnny the Fish, Jimmy the Squirrel, you come over here, you know. Hey, Mr. Reagan, let me get you some clams, okay? Ron, Gorbachev, what is this, a map of Albania? Wipe that shit off. Okay, come over here. Over here. Two of you, sit down. What are you doing over here? Come here, what is this? What is your hair from, big boy? Come over here, sit down. Let me get you. Gorbachev, you want some red wine? Let me guess. Yeah, you're there. Come over here. Two of you, you work this shit out or you wake up in the trunk of a car. You know what I'm saying? We gotta divide it up. Gorbachev, you start off. Reagan, you listen and stop doing this shit. Okay, Gorbachev, you start off.
Okay. All I want is maybe a little bit of Western Europe.
nude 3D picture Brooke Shields. Because the eyebrows remind me of Brezhnev, okay? Reagan?
Well, I...
The fuck are you, a Muppet?
No, I think I should show you who I really am.
It's me, I'm back again. I told you I'd be back. It's Halloween part 5. Jason's back and he's pissed off. I've got the tapes now and no one's fucking with me again. And Richard Nixon on the cover of Newsweek is like John Hinckley on the cover of Guns and Ammo. Not a good idea. He's back. Whoa. And it won't even be them that blows the tits off the world, no.